7:38 here at KRDO News Radio, and we are pleased to be joined on the KRDO Newsline by Brooke Benham. She works for Bonfils Blood Center here in Colorado Springs. Brooke, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hey, I am really good. So this is a fascinating story. So you were actually proposed to on the program Naked and Afraid?
That's right. I was. My other half, who's actually on the line with me, Matt Wright, while he was out in the jungle for 21 days, while he was out there, he was doing other things. So I had quite a surprise when he returned home.
I bet you did. And to your betrothed, congratulations to both of you.
Well, thank you much.
So what brought this into your head?
You're kind of stripped of everything there on that show. And when stripped of everything, all I could think of is what I had back home, and that was Brooke. And so I pretty much felt there was nothing else to do but just propose to her butt naked on TV there to the cameras. And then it was an amazing, powerful moment. And then they're like, how does it feel? And I'm like, well, hell, she hasn't seen it yet. She's 8,800 miles away. So that's when they had to bring me, or give me the camera, the footage for me to surprise her with when I got home.
And so, Brooke, what did you think?
I was speechless.
To say the least.
Yes, I was just beyond impressed more than anything, because it's very unique and a very unusual proposal that I don't think anybody could necessarily say that's how they were proposed to.
Exactly. This may be an absolute first. I mean, it ain't the Jumbotron, you know.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the program itself. Were you really afraid while you were out there naked? What's that like?
I like to tell them I was real naked, but not too afraid. For me, this is kind of the stuff I do. I was a veteran. I'm a veteran of the U.S. Air Force. So they trained me well and kind of taught me to not really be afraid. But regardless, when you're out there, you don't have that security of things.
Right.
You don't have anything. When you watch the show, it's hard to really put in perspective of really, how isolated you are.
Right.
My particular episode, we got separated from that crew for about 6 days. And during those 6 days, I asked the people on the radio, how far do I have to walk to get out of here if something does happen? And they were like, well, it'd take you about 3 days hike downriver.
Oh, wow.
Like, all right.
Yeah. Wow, that's just crazy. First of all, thank you for your service, and I'm sure it got you.
Thank you.
I'm sure it got you ready for this particular experience. When does has the show aired yet, or when's it coming up?
It aired for the first time about 2 Sundays ago.
Okay.
On the 24th of April, and then now it's in various reruns, but you can find a lot of that footage, I believe, in various spots online, Facebook pages, that kind of thing.
I'm sure. Well, guys, it's been an absolute delight. Congratulations. Brooke, I assume you said yes?
Of course.
Okay.
How could I not?
I just wanted to make sure. Well, guys, thanks so much. What a great story. We appreciate you taking the time to tell us this morning.
Definitely.
Thank you, Paul. Have
all right.
A good day.
You too. We'll talk to you again with any luck at all. Wow, what a great story. And you heard it here on KRDO News Radio. It's 7:42. Ken Moon's up next.